We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield, Ventura head wrestling coach, Corey Jenegas. And Coach, let's talk about what your team did over the Christmas break to get ready for the second part of the season.
We just really focused in on positions, you know, not necessarily so much moves, but working on positions and, you know, really worked on our conditioning, you know, and just getting kids in the right mental frame of mind for this short half of the next part of the season.
Coach, talk to me a little bit about actually having this break, because obviously not every sport has a break in the middle and breaks up the first part of the second part of the season. So is it something you like as a wrestling coach? Is it something that maybe kind of kills some momentum? Talk about us having this break during the wrestling season.
It's kind of a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, the kids need a break, but at the same time, we had some good momentum going. We had kids, you know, going in their direction and thinking the right way, and you know, you get them, give them 5 days off, and you kind of lose a little bit of that momentum, but it's good for them to get re-energized as well.
Coach, you guys were supposed to have your first action after the Christmas break on January 5th when you were supposed to take on North Union, Eagle Grove, and West Hancock, though that does not happen. So your first action comes on January 7th when you guys head to GTRA. Pretty good showing. Team finishes about middle of the pack, and you have a couple of pretty high finishes, Coach. So tell me how you thought the GTRA tournament went.
It went well for us. We had one champ, Mike Ojado. He beat two ranked wrestlers that day to make the finals, pinned everybody in the bracket. We had a runner-up in Lucas Kroll. We lost in overtime in that match. We had a few guys in the third and fourth range. You know, and then the guys that did get beat, you know, that ended up fifth or lower, came back and won 2-3 matches and looked really good. So we had some seeds that didn't go our way, so we ended up on the, you know, the top half, tougher part of the bracket. And, you know, we got beat either the first or the second round, so we had to wrestle back. But we ended up sixth of the team, and you know, with four open weights, we feel very fortunate to finish where we're at. We might have been able to get up to fifth if we had a couple more wins here and there, but sixth is where we ended up.
Coach, as you mentioned, a couple of your kids finished pretty well, first and second there, and Michael getting first. He kind of burst on the scene last year during the conference tournament, and towards the end of that conference season has really put himself in position as a top wrestler here in the area. And, Coach, you guys are getting some of that good competition leading up to the top of Iowa Conference tournament, because I know you guys have some guys that have some aspirations of finishing high again this year.
Yeah, it's important to find the good competition earlier in the year, because we all know at the end of the year everybody's going to be good competition and, you know, trying to peak at that point. So we try to get to tournaments so we're not going to see kids throughout the year, maybe more than one time, just to get different looks, finding good competition. And our Top of Iowa Conference tournament is darn good competition. There's going to be many ranked wrestlers there, and you're going to have your A game together to win it. So we love the competition early in the year. You know, it just prepares you for the end of the year.
Coach, this past week has been pretty busy for your guys. Let's jump into it. On the 10th, your team was able to take on Clear Lake and Nevada. You guys beat Nevada but fall to Clear Lake. Coach, tell me about these two duels.
Well, Nevada had more open weights than we did, so I mean, we knew we were gonna win that duel, but you know, I just told the kids we got to go out and win the matches that we do wrestle, and we did well in that duel. Clear Lake, it got away from us. They had some spots where they were just flat out better athletes than we were, and a couple matches we got out hustled, and we need to, you know, work on strategy as far as, you know, where we're at on the mat and not giving up takedowns with 5 seconds left in a match and or in a period, and just little things like that to help us through situations like that.
Coach, most recently on Thursday, your team took on Forest City. St. Ansgar and Northwood Kensett in St. Ansgar, and some really good matches, Coach. It was a really fun night as far as wrestling goes, though, unfortunately, against St. Ansgar and Forest City with some of your open weights. You give up a few extra there, but the weights that were filled, some really entertaining matches in both those duels.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they both had full lineups, and that hurts us in a duel, obviously. But, yeah, there was some good competition there. Lucas Krall had the BD kid. I think he's been a two-time qualifier, one-time placer, and we beat him. St. Ansgar was just – they were really scrappy and came out after us, and we didn't respond to that. And, you know, we talked to the team about it as well, that that's just something we're not built on is, you know, laying back. We gotta go push the pace and take it to them. You know, they set the tempo in a lot of the matches, and we just didn't respond to it.
And Coach, you guys will continue your busy week today as you guys will travel north to Lake Mills for the Lake Mills duels. Teams such as Southeast Polk and South Winneshiek, North Union, obviously Lake Mills, just some teams that are going to be there. Some good teams I feel you're going to see. Coach, what do you think you're going to see from this dual tournament today?
Esterville, Lewis Central, or Lincoln Central, excuse me, they're very good in their lower weights. We're good in our upper weights. Our lightweights were a little thin, so that duel could go both ways. North Union is much improved this year. I think they may have one open weight, but Coach Johnson has done an awesome job of building that program from nothing, you know. So he's done a fine job. Lake Mills, we lost to by 8 points the first duel of the season. So, I mean, get a pin here and there, a tech here and there. That duel could go either way. I don't really know a lot about South Winneshiek, to be honest with you. I know they have 3 to 4 open weights like we do. They're on the top half, but they're full on the bottom half where we're empty as well. So we like going there. It's a good day. And, you know, we're not going to see South Winneshiek again. We've seen we'll see North Union, you know, in conference in Lake Mills. But Esterville, we've seen 2 times now at Okoboji and Grettinger. But they're very good at the lower weight. So it'll be a fun day.
Well, thank you, Coach, for taking some time with us this morning before you guys head to Lake Mills. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck today against all those teams in Lake Mills, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you very much.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura head wrestling coach Corey Jenegas.